Welcome back, baby. We are back in the building. It's the Tony Black and Friends podcast. On the side of me, you got my boy, Melly Mel.
Yo, yo, what up, TB?
We got T'Challa.
Yo.
Nori in the building.
I'm here.
You know how we do it, baby. Hey, man, look, it's good to be back with y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? My girl, she done took the day off again. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's going on. But, hey, it's all good, man, because we're going to make it do what it's due on this Super Bowl weekend. That's what I'm talking about right now.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. Hey,
Who you got?
Who I got?
Who you got in the Super Bowl?
Woo. Man, look here. My team ain't in it, so I don't.
You don't really care, but.
Hey, my
black quarterback.
Nah, but you know what? I'm going to go. Man, look.
See, if you had to pick a winner.
If I had to pick a winner, I'm gonna go with KC.
Yeah,
there's a lot.
That's what I'm going with too.
I like KC. Yeah. Mainly because of Coach Reed.
He
deserves a Super Bowl.
He's been there a couple of times. You know what I'm saying? And it's about time he get one.
He should have had one in Philly.
He's due. He should have had one against the Patriots.
He should have had one. But, you know, Philly had a lot of turmoil back then. You know what I'm saying?
If you're talking about T.O., T.O. was the best player on the team.
Oh, my God.
That's when he came back with the broke leg.
Broke leg. You know what I'm saying?
But they called him selfish for it.
But, you know, I mean, players get selfish after a while.
T.O. is a different breed, and people don't understand that this man putting in all this work, he just want to win.
Mm-hmm. Listen, plain and man, simple. That's the thing, man. You know, he went out and never got that championship, but you know that happens. You know what I mean? Some of the greats right now that you see on the sideline looking over, like they ain't never get a ring. They just looking. You know what I'm saying?
Charles Barkley, like one of the first people to come to mind.
Mm-hmm. Charles Barkley. You know, Dan Marino,
Reggie Miller.
You know. Hey, bro, a whole bunch of them.
Yeah. Hold on. You said one of the greats. So T.O. is considered one of the greats.
I consider him one of the greats. He got the numbers.
The numbers is there. Yeah. But it's crazy how they jerking with the Hall of Fame thing. They ain't want to give it to him. Come on, he was first ballot.
He was first ballot.
Yeah. He definitely should have been, but they was messing with him a little bit, man.
They do that to certain athletes, man. It's a shame that people put their feelings over what's right.
I know.
You know.
Exactly.
Hey, the numbers don't lie. And if the numbers don't lie, I don't care how you feel about the person.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, vote for them to
If they're outspoken and go against the status quo,
they're going to get blackballed.
They won't let shit go.
Yeah.
Just let the shit go,
speak
man.
Speak it out your feelings.
Speaking of the Super Bowl, do you see what Fox is refusing to air one of the commercials?
No.
Yeah, which one?
It was a commercial that was inspired by Kaepernick, where it have the national anthem playing, and it showed different animals, and all the animals are kneeling down.
Nah, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah.
So it's a Nike commercial then?
Yeah.
Or probably because he's still endorsed.
Yeah,
by Nike.
Bump Fox then. Hey.
Yeah.
Nike can show it.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Nike still support him.
I know. And that's crazy.
Nike, boy, he getting paid though, man. What's
even crazier is y'all know how much they cost to get a spot during the Super Bowl for a commercial. So Nike probably gave them $10 million for that spot.
Boom.
And Fox still turning down that $10 million.
I know.
Come on,
they don't want to make money.
Come on,
Fox, just because you don't like him
or what he stand for, you turning down money like
hey,
that. Look.
Hey, they don't want to disappoint their boy Trump.
I know. Let Kaepernick would have been a white kid, they'd have been like, listen, this, you know, he has issues. Just forget about it. Just go ahead and air it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What the hell? You know,
that's his patriotic. Right to
exactly,
you know, to feel that way.
Yeah, that's his amendment right. What the hell?
Yeah, I didn't hear about that, man.
I said patriotic right, whatever.
No, you good.
Excuse me.
That's right. Yeah, man. Shit, it's awesome. Always some bullshit, man. You know,
that's crazy. Yo, Mel, who you got though for the Super Bowl? I know it's your team, but
those who got the same professional team.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with KC.
We all KC then.
Yeah,
we are offense over defense.
So. Yeah, but
I just want to see them win, man. And I like what's it, Mahomes?
Yeah, Mahomes is a stud.
It's gonna be a good game.
And that Tyreek Hill, man. They I like their whole team. I like the way they run their offense.
Yeah,
yeah, man.
Like, yeah, yeah. I like it too, man.
I think it's gonna be a good game.
I think it's gonna be a good one.
Real good game. Chicken wings everywhere.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Kansas City chicken wings everywhere. What? Could you imagine? Kansas City gonna be on fire, boy. I'm telling you.
They coming out balling.
Yeah. I'm serious, man. Get out of here. Mm-hmm. Man, and they having the Super Bowl down in Miami, boy. Yeah, look at here, crazy. Boy.
Goombay, you know,
Goombay. Everybody, Goombay. It's Goombay time.
Yo, I know.
Hey, boy.
Hey, me and Nori over here lost like a
Miami thing. I be lost half the time they talk a Miami shit on this podcast, dog. I just be like, yeah, all right.
Hey, boy, Miami is a party, man. You know what? The city is a party itself, man.
Hey, did y'all watch the Legends the other night on, I think it was on Fox Sports something?
No. The Legends.
Ray Lewis.
Uh-huh.
Ed Reed.
Uh-huh.
Reggie Wayne.
Oh.
And Edwin? Who am I missing? I said Ray Lewis.
You said Ray Lewis.
Michael Irvin.
Okay. Oh my God.
And then Coach Jimmy Johnson came out
there. Oh my God.
Hey, man. It's something to watch.
Hey, listen.
It's something to watch.
Something to watch. What? Ain't it though?
It's something to watch.
Hey, I don't know what was wrong with Jerry Jones.
Michael Irvin mentioned the city. And he was talking about recruiting. And the kid, he was like, kid came to me and he was like, he got a choice between Miami and Virginia.
Yeah.
He said, son, it's not a choice.
That's an easy choice.
It's not a choice. He said, when you play at Miami, you got this city for 40 plus years.
Yeah.
He said, in Virginia, you ain't got nothing.
Nah.
He said, what people you know that go back to Virginia?
Yeah. No.
But people always come back to Miami.
Always.
He said, when you got Miami, the work, it's a party. It's something going on all day, every day.
Miami is in your blood.
Yeah.
So. Runs deep.
I'm not from Miami, but I rep the city.
I'm talking about city.
Rep that, baby.
What?
They made Ed Reed chief of.
I was about to ask. Ed Reed just got hired for something.
Yep,
something big.
What is
chief of staff role?
Oh, get out of here! Yeah.
Huge for you.
Man, look, that's good, man. That's good. Huge. He deserved it, man.
Yeah. But watch that. Watch it. It's good, boy.
Man, look, I be thinking about Jimmy Johnson all the time, right? And you know, Jimmy Johnson was a coach in Miami and things like that. And then he went to the Dolphins for a little bit after Dallas. But I said, what if him and Jerry didn't get into it?
Man, hey, and what I did flip. I flipped NFL teams throughout my NFL career.
Okay.
But I was, I grew up a fan of the Cowboys. Like from day one, I was a Cowboys fan.
Right.
Period.
Right.
Tony Dorsett, Herschel Walker, back in them days. I grew up a Cowboys fan.
Right.
So just always was a Cowboys fan.
Right.
When they got Coach Jimmy Johnson.
Right.
They had the triplets and that defense. Man, if Jerry Jones was that was one of the reasons why I stopped. I no longer became a Cowboys fan again when he fired Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah.
That was part of it. That was the first straw.
Right.
Then he hired Barry Switzer.
Oh, yeah.
Then, a couple years later, he let Emmitt go.
Yeah.
And then let Michael Irvin go.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I was done since that day and forever and became a Peyton Manning fan, became, you know, fans of the Colts, then to Denver.
Yeah,
that's my final team.
That's it.
I'm not moving.
That's it. y'all on the comeback a little bit there. You know?
We got good things.
Man, look, they was talking Von Miller the other day on NFL Network. You know, I said, shoot, boy, they build around him.
Hey, we got defenses there. Chubb got hurt this year, so that was a downside. But the defense still was one of the top defense in the league.
Yeah.
It was just that offense and that hire that John Elway made with garbage Flacco. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
But we had the rookie.
Yeah, Drew Locke.
What?
Yeah, he came in them last few games and looked like Locke is the franchise dude.
He
look official.
Hey, that dude the real deal.
Yeah, Elway get him the right teacher.
And he got swag. Hey, I like Locke.
Oh, how he was doing
that. And he been doing that since he was at Missouri.
What was it, a Jeezy song? I put on.
Hey, he on the sideline just.
Yeah, Jeezy.
So you're
like, I'm gonna call him. That. Yeah. That's my quarterback.
That's my quarterback, man.
That's my quarterback, man. Yeah, for real.
T.O. was off the chain, but that's my quarterback.
Yeah.
Hey, the dude just got heart, man. A lot of people don't understand that. When you play with emotion.
Right.
Hey, certain stuff, hey, it'll send you over. Hey, I feel the man. Hey, I always been a T.O. fan.
Man, that's
no matter what jersey he put on.
That's emotions of a winner, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
A lot of people don't understand that. Remember, remember?
Yeah.
Kobe used to get criticized for being selfish, this, that, and the other means to his teammates. No, that dude wasn't just a winner. Mm-hmm. Y'all don't understand that.
Oh, yeah. And, that's
I think it was Kwame Brown told the story that Kobe told them pregame, said, I don't know why y'all stretching because they ain't passing none of y'all.
Yo, it's funny.
Hey, boy.
At least he was honest.
Oh, yeah. Kobe was brutally honest.
Brutal.
Oh, man.
Who was that?
He breaking ankles, bro.
It was two more players that told the story about Kobe.
I know Lou Will told
Lou Will said after they had lost
to the Blazers,
in Portland.
Got blown out.
Said Kobe took him out to Kobe's. And took his shoes and threw them in the garbage. Told them they was soft.
It's crazy you hearing all these funny stories, you know.
About how the dude was a competitor.
Yeah, big time.
Oh yeah, you know. R.I.P. to Kobe, man.
Yeah, big time, seven other victims
in that helicopter crash, man.
Amen to that, man. But you know, one thing that I hate, man, is like, you know, the man just passed away. And this lady got to go. This reporter got to go to Twitter about some bullshit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a couple of reporters.
Bullshit. Yeah. You know that white girl was a trick. Y'all know she was a trick because when it all came out, she had other people penises in there.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yep. That shit was like a goddamn eye for traffic.
Said it was so much DNA, different DNA. They didn't know who to distribute from who.
They had to call her. Wait a minute. Listen, we got a problem here. How much traffic is going through your pussy? That pussy was like a landfill. Everybody dumping shit in there. Everybody dumping shit in there.
You turn the lights off and put a black light on, boy. Oh, my God. It's glowing down
there. Hey, you got lost sperm up in that bitch. I wasn't supposed to be here. I don't know what happened.
Said it looked like daybreak in there.
I mean, they already knew, man. They had to pull this motherfucker to the side and tell her, hey, listen, you need to just go ahead and shut your mouth because all these test results saying that you had other motherfuckers' penises in there. You know, and I'm like, yo, just shit, take the money and run, bitch. But these motherfuckers want to bring up that stupid shit. Y'all, they knew. You know what I'm saying? They knew. You going to the hotel room with a 6'6" NBA player.
Yeah.
Y'all not going in there to open up a Bible.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She said she never
saw a black mamba in person. She wanted to see the black mamba.
Hey, what them old black people tell you back in the day? Ain't nothing open after midnight but some legs and bars,
that's
baby.
Facts right there.
Exactly. Come on now. Shit. Y'all need to stop it, man. Let the man rest in peace, man. One of the greatest players in NBA history, man.
But that's to be expected.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they did. They do it with everybody. They do it with everybody.
Except
man.
For Elvis Presley.
Exactly. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hey, boy.
God damn it. You guys aren't.
Elvis by took more young pussy than anything.
What?
They say he used to like them young.
Hey, say he ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Hey, but you know what? Real shit, though. Back in those days, it was cool. Yeah. It was acceptable. You know what I mean?
Hey, a lot of grandparents and great grandparents, hey, they married young. Hey,
of course.
The dad was 17. The mom was 11, 12. And they know they got 7, 8 kids.
Right. You know, the shit don't happen these days. You know what I'm saying? Because shit, your ass going under the jail. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But back in those days, it was cool.
whatever.
Be like, Mama, I got Elvis coming over here, and I think he want to ask you something. Child, you got Elvis. Oh, my God. That is great.
The mama getting all pretty and stuff. If Elvis come over, he go to her daughter.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm caught in the trap. I can't walk out because I'm like, oh, wait a minute. God damn it, that's Elvis. Yeah, man. But, man, look, boy, I tell you, man, it's always something. It's always something. But I got a quick question for y'all.
What's up?
When, let's just say, right, how deep, let's say, I don't know if any of y'all ever been, you know, involved in a case where someone was cheating or a thing like that.
A case, but I thought you were talking about a court case.
Court case. Nigga like, whoa, wait a minute. I plead the fifth. Hey, nigga, wait a minute, nigga. Hey, nigga, where do I sign, man? I ain't going to talk about that shit now, man. That shit happened a long time. But how deep do a cheating have to go for you to forgive someone? You know, because, you know, when people get caught cheating, you know, you want to ask questions and you want to find out how deep did it go. How deep does it have to go for you to say, ah, it wasn't that much. It ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
How do you even know when they telling you how deep it went?
Exactly. Where the truth and the lie starts and ends.
I know. Hey. I know. You would know, though. You would know because.
Hold on. What you mean you would know?
It's whatever's going to.
Because you got to look a motherfucker in the eye.
It's whatever's going to put your mind at peace.
Hey, if they been lying. What Mel said. Because if they been lying for you and they been cheating on you, hey, you can look them in the eye. They been looking you in your eye for the whole duration they been cheating on you.
Yeah. And not blinking. Motherfucker wink.
Hey, cooking you breakfast and dinner, you ain't no longer you been eating. You been happy.
Hey, cause you know some motherfucker won't break, boy.
Hey, only give you head on Father's Day and your birthday.
And he gives it all.
And then you think about every time they come home and they goggling with Listerine and all that stuff. And then you don't read the text message and the dude talking about how good you blew him and all that.
Oh my God.
Hey, you been kissing her the whole time.
You been kissing her.
Hey, nigga, like tongue kissing, deep tongue kiss, boy. Right after that, you like, oh shit, I've been doing all that? Fuck.
Hey, boy, now you ready to fight.
Then you got the I ate ass face.
Hey, and you thinking about all the times you ate this man kiss.
What? Hey, look, oh, nigga. Man. Hey, nigga, say all that shit on the text.
Hey, she's telling you, hey, I need to go take a shower. Do you tell her, no.
And she extra wet.
And then that ain't her, that's him.
Hey, Hey, shoot, she come through the door, she wet. You're like, where the fuck is you
girl,
been?
You dripping. Now that nut running.
Oh, my God, boy.
Boy, all I can do is touch my girl, and she's super wet down there. Nah, that's Tyrone jizz in
there. Hey, boy, she got Tyrone all in her stomach.
Hey, I done forgot what the question was.
Boy, look at here. Yeah. That motherfucker get killed over that shit, boy.
Oh, man. Every day.
What? Shit, boy. That's why I be like, hey, man, look, I ain't.
Hey, it's like Mel said, it's how comfortable, what you said, Mel? I forgot.
I say it's whatever stories they gonna tell to put your mind at ease.
Whatever you willing to accept to put yourself at ease.
Because you got some good motherfuckers out there that have a hell of a fire story for you.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They be like, ooh, man, ain't nothing happened. And if it did happen, they'd be like, oh, it just happened one time, but it didn't go all the way in. What the fuck you talking about? Yeah.
So how long has been going on?
I know, right? Mm-hmm. Shit. Hey, because you know, motherfucker, man, look, I ain't never been in a situation, but I heard a situation. You know what I'm saying?
You ever
I ain't
had never... my kids around him?
Huh? But I know some people, boy, they tell you, boy, it's like going to interrogation and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to be up all night. Ain't no going to sleep.
Because
motherfuckers slap the shit out you. Your ass should have been asleep right here.
You know
what I'm saying? Rather than being over there. Hold up now. Let me tell you. Tell you what happened now. I'm going to tell you what happened. Shit. I went over there and, you know, and she said, hey, you look tired. And I was like, yeah, I am tired. And, you know, she started giving me a foot massage and this and that. And I don't know what happened after that.
Yeah.
You know, because it'd be some bullshit, man.
So she massaged your feet.
Yeah.
So you was tired.
Exactly. That was
so,
it.
So when you was tired, why didn't you just come home?
Well, that's exactly what they be saying, boy.
You listen, be like, so well, I pulled up the record on the GPS, and I see you had to pass our house to get to her house.
Mm.
But you tired. Hey, that's how the women be.
What?
So you say you was tired at 5:54 a year.
Hey,
5:54. Yeah, 5:54. I was tired.
Hey, get on the phone. 5:54.
So you say at 6 o'clock you was tired.
Yeah. 6 o'clock. Yeah, 6 o'clock. I was tired.
You know you done fucked up. Right? What happened?
You know you fucked up, big time. Mm. Hey, don't let him have a fucked up friend, boy. That's all.
Hey, man, 1 hour over there, huh? What? And you got him on speaker.
Yeah.
What?
That alibi is all.
Oh, you you know we all got a friend like that, but shit. Nigga be like clueless. What? What you mean? You wasn't with me, dog. What you talking about?
Huh? That was my girl. What you talking
about?
That's
when you got to know your friends so you'll know which one to call that'll be on point all the time.
Oh yeah. Mm-mm-mm. That's the friend that Tiger Woods needed back in the day. Hey, Tiger friend, I don't have any friends.
I was out playing golf.
Shit.
At midnight.
Motherfucker.
You ain't never seen the Legend of Bagger Vance.
Oh, so you was getting your bag of Vans on.
Hey, Tiger would have been.
He was like, bagging. He was bagging.
Now he could get away with it because you got Top Golf. Be like, man, I was at Top Golf.
Hey, I'm Tiger Woods. I can go out on any golf course at any time I want. What you mean?
Tiger Woods would have had a black homeboy in his corner. Hey, man, look, you need a flip phone, right? A throwaway. Call them bitches on this, right? After you done talking them bitches, throw it away. Get you another flip. That's it. This motherfucker calling hoes from his regular phone.
Nah, they would have told Tiger to stay out of IHOP.
Yes.
What was it, Denny's?
Denny's, all of them.
Waffle House. See, he should have got a Waffle House bitch. See?
Oh, she would have been busting his windows out.
Hey, boy, fuck around, get one of them crazy motherfuckers in your car. Can't get the bitch out, boy. I'm telling you. My bad.
For real?
Yeah.
Hey, that's when you just get out, leave the keys in there, walk down the street. I've been carjacked. Yeah. Here go my tag number.
Oh my God, man, that's crazy.
By
man.
Who? Some female.
Some female.
Man, look, boy, that be the thing, boys. Cause you got crazy people out there.
Oh yeah, real crazy.
What? It's like putting a raccoon in your house. I'm
not getting it. Oh yeah, everybody out the door.
What? Fuck it, you keep the house.
And your best bet is to throw some food out the door if you got a raccoon in there, cause they gonna chase that food.
Oh man. Oh my God, boy, I'm telling you, man. Hey, boy, y'all ever look at some women's feet and stuff like that?
Oh, man. Oh, that's why some of these women single, man, because the way their feet look. No lie.
I'm talking about, man.
They can have the baddest body, man.
Yeah.
The baddest body. And then you see their feet. Oh,
be like, oh, no.
What happened?
Yeah. That bunion.
Hey, it's two things.
Yeah.
The feet and the teeth.
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay. We can go with three or four things then.
Yeah.
The
feet, teeth, breath.
Oh, hey, yeah. Shit.
Hey, but they could be. Oh my goodness.
That one thing, man. Oh. Bad breath. Oh on my a female goodness. Stop is it. Not attractive.
What?
No matter how fine you are.
Oh,
you know
my
what I'm saying?
Goodness.
I ain't no cute dude, but I got to make sure my breath is straight.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Priority number two: first the body, then the breath. Hey. And all priority 1A and 1B because they go together.
Cause you know
hygiene,
exactly. Cause you know when a motherfucker say, "Girl, he came up to me. His breath was straight. Man, his breath was straight. We know his breath was straight."
Hey, did you get with your boys? You'd be like, "Hey, man, this chick came up. Her breath smelled like hot monkey inside.
Man,
raw monkey guts.
Hot monkey.
Be like, what you do? Eat blunts?
Oh yeah, man. Shit." Oh man,
oh them black lips. You talking about them chicks with the black lips?
Man, that was just the.
And you know they hood and smoke black and mild when they got black lips.
Hey, I ain't even gonna say hood, man. Hey, they just got bad breath.
Yeah.
Hey, you should have seen some bad women and they still like in their 30s, 40s.
Right.
Still single. You like, what's wrong with her? Something got to be wrong.
Got that dookie in the mind.
My future husband, dear my future, they always, dear my future husband, I'm still looking for you. No, get your breath right, then you can find it. Get your breath right.
Mentos, the fresh maker.
Something is wrong. Something is. If you've never been married,
yeah,
and you're still looking for your future husband,
yeah,
look within.
Look within. Brush your teeth.
Something is wrong.
Yeah, brush your teeth and your ass.
Something is wrong.
Yeah. Oh yeah, man. Something's got to be wrong.
Yeah.
Because you got a lot of attractive women out there. Yes. You know what I mean?
But it's just
single.
It's still some dudes out there that's hitting.
They're just gonna take
it off the market.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
But dude, stank breath and all, dudes still gonna smash.
Oh yeah.
Ugly feet and all, dudes still gonna smash. Yeah. They just gonna be looking afterwards. They're gonna be like,
I'm better than this.
Once I wash up, I ain't coming back.
No more.
Until they get hard, and then they call and text.
They know.
Hey, they text WYD.
What you got going on today? Hey, but on the flip, it's dudes the same way where girls, you be like, how is she with him?
Right.
What? But yeah. You don't see them dudes that they'll be like, dear future wife. You don't see them.
Oh my God.
They just happy with who they got.
And they keep going because the nigga breath don't knock their train of thought off.
he a payback.
Bad breath have you Confucius around this bitch. What the?
In consciousness, all
day. I was in my right state of mind. I was gonna say something,
be the dudes that beat on girls so the girls can't leave.
Oh, that's them Xbox niggas.
The dude that play Xbox.
That play Xbox all day.
Xbox. Oh shoot. Xbox King, oh, boy.
Hey man, yo, my pops always told me, man, and I went by this too. He said if a girl feet are on point, then you know everything else is on point because most people don't give a shit about their feet.
Hey, you absolutely right.
Your pops, keep yourself fresh down there.
Look, even with the girls with the ugly feet, if they keep their ugly feet up, I'm telling you. I'm serious. If they got their toenails done and it got potential, but you just see it for what it is, you just accept it.
Yeah.
She got a good personality and all that. Hey, you can get over it. Put some socks on, baby. Put some socks on. Let's go out. I'm finna take you out, girl. Put some socks on.
Don't ever take your socks off.
Okay? What them tennis shoes I bought you?
Hey, be like,
no open toes for you.
Hey, man, that black toenail polish look good.
Hey, you wearing them?
I don't got no polish on. Damn, them your toenails.
Fungus. Like that. That's fungus.
Oh my God.
Hey, you taking to get her feet done?
Hey, you taking to get her feet done,
and then you see the Chinese people bring them fish and pull them fish in there.
Eat that fungus up.
Oh God!
Hey, then you see the fish floating bottom belly up.
That was the same toe you were sucking on.
Hey, we need a shark in this water. Oh,
some piranha.
Eat them toes.
We need some fish about that life. Hey, man, you done made me forget what I was about to say.
go get them piranhas, boy.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Had a fish floating.
Hey, you ain't putting your feet in my bowl. We got to take you out to the lake. Hey, man, what you doing, man? Oh, that ain't right. That's racist, man. That's racist.
That was them Chinese people. So she pull her feet out, they gonna take that little face mask off.
Man.
Oh God!
That's when you see the other ones come out the back and they all looking, shaking their head.
Oh man!
Hey, we ain't got enough ammonia to get that stuff.
Oh my God! Boy. Look at here.
Oh man,
that is crazy, man.
I was about to say something, I forgot. It was about the feet, though.
About the feet, monkey feet. You see a motherfucker with monkey feet, you be like, oh shit.
Like they can climb trees.
I know, boy.
Yeah, they can grab a glass with. It. They got what? Monkey feet.
This motherfucker drinking this shit with her feet.
Yeah. Hey, but get your feet right. Get your breath
right.
Yeah,
get your feet right, man. Get your feet right, man.
You'll find your future husband.
I know that's right, man. I don't
He
know.
Out there.
Oh yeah. He coming.
And yeah. Lower your standards if you got bad breath and ugly feet together. If you got that combo, lower your standards.
Or cut your feet off.
Damn. Hey, you got three options. No, two options. Lower your standards or cut your feet off. Hey, if your choice is yours.
If you cut your feet off, we get all the good parking spaces. hey, we get the handicap permit and everything.
Hey, balls in your court. Balls in your court.
What you going to do?
Oh, my God. Oh, boy. Hey, man. Boy, you stupid. Cut your feet off. Hey, boy. Hey, man. Hey, look.
Look, I know this off topic.
Go ahead, go ahead.
But everybody know, y'all know I play Call of Duty, right?
Yeah.
It's this shotgun, the 725 that's on Call of Duty that is so powerful, it's ridiculous. Mm. Mind you, everybody that game know, you still have people that quickscope, cheat, do all this other stuff. But I get people on the game that cry about me using the 725, same gun that I catch them camping in the corner using, right?
Yeah.
Stop me. I had this dude, I must have beaten the brakes off of him a couple of weeks, month, whatever ago. I jump in this lobby. The first thing out of this dude's mouth, and he's on my team, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, there's Black Bauer using the 725. He's trash. I'm like, what?
Damn.
Dude, obviously, I don't even know you. Right. But I must have left a bad taste in your mouth because his name was Jaw Dropper. Jaw Dropper, Jaw Breaker, whatever. Yeah. I'm like, what man names himself Jaw Breaker, Jaw Dropper, whatever? Huh? I don't. I told him some other stuff, but I'm going to be respectful.
Dropper.
I said, how did you get that name? By putting nuts in your mouth? See how many nuts you can put in your mouth? You know, you a punk.
Sometimes
dude.
I feel like a nut. Hey. Sometimes I don't.
Every
almond joy.
Hey, every nuts. Day I game. Every day I game at a certain time, this dude is in my lobby. Mm. So I tell him, hey, get ready for that L. Get ready. Mm. And I go on. I talk a lot of trash. I know people. They don't like, hey, if you come at me with it, I'm going to give it back to you. That's just how I am. But every day. So yesterday I was gaming different people. And the first thing this dude tell me after the game over, Black Bauer, you're ish. Just because I use this shotgun, I'm good with it. If I'm good with it, I'm going to continue to use it.
Hell yeah.
I'm better with that than any other weapon on the game.
Man, look.
But these dudes be crying. I'm like, dude, calm down. It's just a game. It's just a game. But you over there quick scoping. You got an RPG. You shooting a freaking rocket launcher at me. But you complain about me using a shotgun? So for, and matter of fact, this Jaw Dropper, this dude even looked me up on Instagram.
Oh, damn.
I'm in this man's head living rent free.
Yeah, he took it.
Yeah. Oh, look at your picture, Black Bauer.
Hey, you're gonna have to check your backseat. You have to check your backseat every time you get in your truck.
No, I don't need to check it.
I'm following you.
Hey, if he find me, he gonna find the right one. Yeah. I'll be the last person he find.
Yeah. Hey, how did he even find you on IG? You don't got the same name as your.
I don't even know, but he said he saw my picture. Unless he was, I don't know.
He on you. He doing some real investigating. Hey,
hold up. Maybe it was Twitter. It was my Twitter account. Maybe it was my Twitter.
He doing you like, don't fuck with cats.
Ain't that the documentary on Netflix.
Yeah, the documentary don't fuck with cats. He launched a whole investigation on Black Power. This shotgun using motherfucker. Oh my
god. Hey, for everybody that don't know that Do Game, that's my username on the PlayStation. On PlayStation 4, Black Power 1. Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah, hey, if you Bob. Game, hey, send me a friend request.
Yeah, go ahead.
Don't
do
fuck
that.
With Jaw Dropper.
Shit, Jaw Dropper.
Hey, but even Jay Will was like, man, hey, you being a punk right now, dude. You get off this man nuts.
Hey, tell Jay Will better stay out of that. He better go watch Don't Fuck with Cats.
He done seen it.
It's some weird people out there.
It is some weird people. But yeah. I don't understand how people get so in their feelings and like just raging over a video game. I mean, I am competitive and I hate losing. But for me to just go off and be like, hey, you this, you that, and to call it, I don't know you.
Yeah,
you gaming just like me.
Yeah, motherfuckers done got their ass whooped over video games.
Oh yeah,
whooped up good.
What, in Jacksonville last year, they shot the whole thing. Remember?
That was a couple years ago. Yeah,
that's just one of
over
those.
Video games. And that's jaw dropper. He's that type of dude. I'm telling you, man, get out
just
your feeling.
Frontal.
And if you listen, and you probably gonna find me on IG too. So listen to the podcast. Subscribe, punk. since you following me, hey, follow the Tony Black podcast. Follow the Uncensored Mike podcast. Hey, follow the Mel Hines Media. Hey, follow all that.
That's it.
You punk.
Follow us, man. Punk.
I pity the fool. Oh shoot. All right. I just had to get that out.
Yeah, man. Shit. Jaw dropper. Yeah, man. Be careful that dude out there. Hey, man. Look, boy. We gonna man. Look. What say? We come back and do one more, man. You know what I'm saying? Next week. What y'all think?
Let's do it.
Yep. Huh? Down. We here.
Man, how was it today, man? How y'all feeling? Everybody feeling good?
Good. Oh yeah, we good.
Man, it's good to be back in this rotation, man. Seriously, man. You know what I'm saying? We're missing one today. You know what I'm saying? We gonna see how she doing and all that. You know, and see what she got planned. You know what I'm saying? So, but it's been a real good podcast, man. And I appreciate everybody out there listening. Shout out to Chala coming through.
Yeah.
Nori.
Yeah.
Mel. And yours truly, Tony Black.
Yo, yo.
Hey, man, if you ain't doing nothing, go ahead, love, laugh, and share that shit out of there.